KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, we have mostly clear skies. It's 59 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly sunny today with a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. A high of 79. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Topping the news, two people from Crawford County were injured during a single vehicle accident early this morning on Atlantic's east side. Atlantic Police Sergeant Cody Eccles told KJAN News 24-year-old Megan Tenesek stated that a rear tire blew out on her 2010 Dodge Avenger as the vehicle was traveling eastbound on 7th Street or Highway 6. At around midnight, the car went out of control and skidded for about 19 feet before hitting a brick pillar on the grounds of the Atlantic Catholic Cemetery on the south side of the road.
Injuries, both driver and passenger had injuries. Airbags were deployed. As far as the extent of the injuries, we don't know that just yet.
The male passenger was transported by medevac ambulance to the Cass County Hospital and later flown by LifeNet helicopter to another facility. Dispatch reports at the time said he'd suffered head injuries and was in and out of consciousness. Damage from the crash amounted to $13,200, including the vehicle and the pillar. No citations were issued. A 9-year-old female was listed in critical condition Friday at Blank Children's Hospital in Des Moines following what were described as a likely medical emergency in the pool at the Stewart Aquatic Center. According to the Stewart Police Department, officers and Stewart rescue personnel responded to the center at around 2:40 p.m. after they received word about an unresponsive juvenile female. When emergency services arrived, they were directed to an unconscious female child who was with lifeguards at the pool. The lifeguards were performing CPR at the time of the emergency services arrival. Stewart Police and Stewart Rescue immediately began providing medical care to the child. The child was stabilized and transported by ambulance to the Stewart helicopter landing pad and later transported by Mercy One helicopter to Blank Children's Hospital in Des Moines. As of the most recent report, authorities said it's believed that the child suffered a medical emergency while in the pool. However, an investigation will continue into the incident. Witnesses and staff at the aquatic center said that lifeguards immediately noticed there was a problem with the child while she was swimming in the pool and jumped in to save her. Due to privacy concerns, HIPAA, and the age of the child, no further information will be released by authorities regarding the identity or medical history of the child. A 69-year-old man has died in an early morning car crash in northeast Nebraska. The Burt County, Nebraska Sheriff's Office said John Burbridge of Missouri Valley, Iowa, was the only person in the car when it left the roadway early Friday morning just north of Lyons. Officials say Burbridge was driving on U.S. Highway 77 when his car veered off the road and struck a tree. Sheriff's deputies and firefighters responded to the scene where Burbridge was pronounced dead. The sheriff's office said Burbridge was wearing a seatbelt. The Union County Sheriff's Office said no injuries were reported following a collision on the southeast side of Creston Friday afternoon. Authorities say a car driven by 16-year-old Timmy Cole of Creston was traveling north on South Cherry Street at around 1 p.m. and stopped at the intersection with Highway 34. Cole saw a pickup with its right turning signal flashing as it was headed towards him eastbound on Highway 34, so he proceeded into the intersection. The driver of the pickup, 28-year-old Teresa Murphy of Bedford, told investigators she'd been signaling a lane change from the inside to outside lane previous to the intersection and did not signal for an intent to turn. Murphy tried to avoid the collision, but her 2015 Ford struck the 1998 Chevy Lumina on the driver's side, causing $11,000 damage. Authorities cited Cole for failure to yield from a stop sign. Two Union County men who were arrested early Friday morning on drug charges were arrested again after they allegedly robbed a convenience store. Creston police said 21-year-old Francisco Martinez and 18-year-old Daryl Malik Thornton Culbertson, both of Creston, faced first-degree robbery charges associated with the armed robbery at around 6 a.m. Friday of the Casey's General Store at 301 West Taylor Street in Creston. Both men were being held at the Union County Jail on $25,000 bond each, with additional charges pending. Authorities said they received a 911 call from store employees who said they'd been robbed at gunpoint by a man wearing a white mask who then left in a vehicle. At around 7:15 a.m., a citizen reported that a vehicle matching the description was in a ditch at 300th Street and Henry A. Wallace Road in Adair County, north of Creston. The driver of the vehicle was attempting to get it out of the ditch. Officers of the Creston Police Department, Creston Police Department K-9 Minco, the Union County Sheriff's Office, Adair County Sheriff's Office, and Iowa State Patrol responded to the area and detained the two male subjects related to the investigation. A search warrant related to that investigation was then executed at 316 Livingston Avenue in Creston. Martinez and Culbertson had previously been arrested at around 3 a.m. Friday on possession of marijuana charges. They'd been released from the Union County Jail on $1,000 bond each prior to their alleged involvement in the robbery. A traffic stop in Hamlin late Thursday night resulted in the arrest of two Carroll County residents on drug and other charges. The Audubon County Sheriff's Office had 29-year-old Ashley Chantel Nicole Hederick and 40-year-old Troy Adam Dillavu, both of Carroll, were taken into custody at around 11 p.m. Thursday. Hederick faces charges that include possession of methamphetamine with the intent to deliver, possession of heroin, and three counts of possession of drug paraphernalia. Dillavu faces possession of meth third offense, possession of heroin, and possession of drug paraphernalia charges. He was also cited for numerous traffic violations. Hederick and Dillavu were transported to the Audubon County Jail and later released after appearing before the magistrate. The Atlantic Police Department yesterday reported the arrest on Thursday of 42-year-old John Eichelberger of Atlantic. He was taken into custody on a Cass County warrant for violation of a no-contact order. And on Wednesday, 41-year-old Kayla Holt of Atlantic was arrested for public intoxication. Both subjects were booked into the Cass County Jail. Deputies in Montgomery County Thursday evening arrested a Stanton woman on a Pottawatomie County warrant for violation of probation. 29-year-old Samantha Jo Kelly was later released on a $1,000 cash bond. Taking a look at our funeral announcements this morning on KJAN, Leonard Kwapaszewski, age 93, of Erling, died May the 28th at the Little Flower Haven Nursing Home in Erling. A massive Christian burial service for Leonard Kwapaszewski will be today at 10:30 at St. Mary's of the Assumption Church in Panama. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Barbara Egan, age 80, of Manila, died Tuesday at the Manning Hospital. Funeral services for Barbara Egan will be today at 10:30 at the United Church in Manila. Odie Funeral Home of Manila has arrangements. Robert Bob Donalds, age 78, of Waterloo and formerly of Atlantic, died January 9th at Mercy Medical Center in Des Moines as the result of injuries received in an auto accident. Memorial services for Bob Donalds will be today at 11 o'clock at the Kearns Chapel in Waterloo. Locke Funeral Home of Waterloo is in charge of arrangements. Marvin Seastrom, age 90, of Audubon, died May the 28th at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Funeral services for Marvin Seastrom will be today at 2 o'clock at the Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon. Leela Carlson, age 56, of Griswold, died Wednesday in Omaha. A memorial service for Leela Carlson will be on Monday at 2 o'clock at St. John's Church, south of Lyman. The Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Sherman Roten, age 51, of Carson, died Tuesday in Council Bluffs. Celebration of life services for Sherman Roten will be on Monday at 2 o'clock at the Carson Community Center. Lus Hills Funeral Home of Carson has the arrangements. Helen Dommy, age 97, of Adair, died Thursday at her home. A massive Christian burial service for Helen Dommy will be on Tuesday at 10:30 at St. John's Catholic Church in Adair. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Adair has arrangements. And John Bierbaum, age 57, of Griswold, died Thursday at Jenny Edmondson Hospital in Council Bluffs. Memorial services for John Bierbaum will be on Wednesday at 11 o'clock at the Evangelical Free Church in Atlantic, with Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic in charge of the arrangements. That is a check of our news and funeral announcements on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.